Hi everyone.
Hey,
I'm Alicia,
and I'm Meredith.
and this is Winter is Fun, a Winter House podcast, season two, episode six. I think we only have one left.
I'm not sure, but I am here to announce that I was wrong. I really thought we'd only get six episodes. We will not have one like this week on Thanksgiving, but there will be a s episode seven for sure the following week. So I'm thinking
Yes.
now we're going to go to eight. And I told Alicia, if we are more than eight, I'm done. I'm done. I hate this show if we are more than eight.
Just because it's just so stupid. There's no need.
I
There's no need
know.
for
I feel
eight.
like now that I look back on this season, I already feel like they kind of have dragged out some things to clearly make the season longer. But what I will give them credit for is they've brought in people to spice it up.
Oh, for sure. The Toms really were the best addition. I stand
Yeah. Could
by.
you imagine if it was just the same crew? Like no new
No.
people came in?
No.
I would hate this season.
Okay, but let's talk about it. Before we get into it, check us out on the A&M Podcast Network. We have this podcast, we have It's About the Pasta, Vanderpump Rules podcast, and we have One Season Wonders. Please be sure to rate, review, subscribe. Still nothing. This
I'm
is a live
sad.
season. It's a live
Yeah.
season.
Help, please. Help. I need
Help.
somebody. Just one review,
One good
please.
one, because if we get a bad one,
I am willing to even have a bad at this rate. You can tell me whatever you want, just give me five stars for
I
it.
don't know. Meredith doesn't like the bad ones. I love them because I laugh.
I don't mind the bad. I'm just ready to defend myself, and I also want to talk about it once and not talk about it again.
Will never let anything die happy. I must bring it up. It's the petty in me. Follow us on Instagram at Vanderpasta. I've kind of decided to do the tweets when we release the episode to keep everyone engaged.
Oh.
Very fun. And then follow or join our Patreon, patreon.com/Vanderpasta. Let me tell you what you can get. For $1 a month, you get access to all of our pre-shows that we do before every show. And then also you get access to any episodes we record early, which is normally when we go back and do old episodes, but occasionally for
There
live
are some
seasons.
things on there that are recorded early
Yeah.
that have
Yeah.
not been released on the main, like Apple, Spotify, other places.
Go check it out. For $2 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus, you get access to our after shows that we do when we go back and watch old season so we can still talk about Bravo
I kind
news.
of miss them.
I do because I love talking about all Bravo news, not
Yeah,
just like
and we
how
usually
it
talk
relates.
not Bravo in our pre-show.
Yes, usually. You never know. And then also, we will say your name on the podcast. So thank you to Chris, Danae, Dustin, Jackie, Jamie, Casey, Kimberly, Chris, Sarah, Cameron, Tiffany, Tonette, Tracy, Gina, Jennifer, Kirsten, Kelsey D, Kelsey M, and Mariah.
Woohoo! A
We love.
whole group.
We're obsessed. Okay, and then for $5 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus, for live seasons, you get to give us your thoughts, opinions, concerns, comments on this show, on pr other seasons, on other shows, literally anything.
On
And
our
we will read
life.
it on life and we'll read it on the podcast. And then also, we'll pick a patron of the episode. So, unlike how I normally do it, I did listen to see who I have picked already, and I have not double picked, and I am very proud about that. And though I've kind of forgotten since I listened because I didn't take notes, I just was like, well, I'm happy I didn't double.
Free and loose.
So this week, I'm gonna pick. I don't know, I wasn't ready,
Oh,
but.
as if you never do this every episode. She wasn't ready.
Yeah, I know who I've picked. Okay, you know what? No, I'm gonna pick Sarah because she's a new patron for $5. And she joined in November, which is my birthday month, which is Scorpio season. So
Yes,
as the
queen.
narcissist Scorpio in me, that's who I'm picking.
But also just join for live seasons. Live season started up, and this is the time to be
And
here.
Sarah straight up joined because
Yes.
she has the Scorpio within her. To get her bang for her buck. I don't
Welcome to
know
the
if
live
that's a Scorpio
seasons.
trait. I know nothing about anything about astrology. Great. Okay. So
either way, Sarah, we are grateful for you.
Sarah, I love you. If she is a Scorpio, she totally understands where I'm coming from, I think. That's what I'm told.
Oh, that's God.
Okay, so before we get into the new episode, we have some thoughts from last episode.
Okay.
Tonette says, Jessica is really generous with her sexual favors. Hashtag no judgment. She wants everything inside her, baby.
You know what? She wants things and she is making it happen. So like, I do give her props for like going after what she wants.
She also says, I mean, we should maybe end with this one, but that's okay. I'm doing it in order. Oh shit. Next episode is about to be lit. Like, oh my God. Oh my God.
I'm stressed. I feel like this isn't like huge getting into the weeds with this episode, but I feel like we didn't get that much, but I'm excited for episode 7. Like, this gave us the runway to like take off for episode 7,
which made it exciting.
Yeah.
Okay. Chris said, I officially feel sad for Jess and I've been anti her for a while. Now that I know a little bit more about her, homeschooled, feeling excluded, always bringing up her looks / sex, I feel like she doesn't know how to make friends, which could explain her using her looks so often and why she only has guy friends. I've had a few friends in my past who have the same issues, which also explain the Luke thing, because her go-to is flirting, and then she figured out she wasn't interested.
Yes, I think over the course of the season, I've learned a lot more about why Jess acts and does the things she does. Yeah. And I think she definitely doesn't know how to make connections with people. Like, and I feel bad for her in that, right? But my biggest thing for everyone is, if you are struggling with something, then like, you got to figure it out for you. Like, it's not somebody else's fault that you're not connecting with them. Well, there are instances where it is somebody else's fault, but typically, like, you got to work on yourself. You know, I think she really needs to go to therapy and work on these things.
Yeah. I also, it kind of blew my mind when she said, it explains the Luke thing, because her first go-to isn't getting to know someone, it's flirting and then reeling it back. But a lot of people don't function like that. So if you're like, I was just flirting because I wanted to get to know you, it's like, no.
And I think also adding to that is our Luke Midwestern King. She's out in LA where like that is also more normal. Whereas us in the Midwest, I feel like, okay, yeah, you can do some like light flirting. There's, I think no matter where you are, there's like light flirting, like where it's just like friendly stuff. But she was like heavy flirting. And I feel like I don't know if you agree with this, but if somebody's really flirting with me, like, you don't just do that like with friends.
If someone says, I want to kiss you, but I want to take it slow, it means you like me.
Yes. Yeah. Like I would really totally, like, this is something.
Yeah, I would think we're probably going to get engaged or something. Like, I'd be like, wow.
I'm like, wow, we are going to date after this. This is so exciting.
I'm going to tell my parents.
I would like call somebody and be like, this, like, I'm going to have a boyfriend.
I found him. So I get now where Jess is coming from, but I think it can really fuck with other people.
Yes, but I think she needs to learn that, like, how her actions are affecting other people.
Yes.
And that, like, how to make connections with people in a non-sexual way so that she can have girlfriends and have guy friends without anything.
So then Tonette said, so I'm rewatching season 5 of Summer House, and Danielle is very vocal with her feelings and thoughts. And I feel like she spit some words to Lindsay this summer, probably true words, but Lindsay is Lindsay, and maybe it hit her the wrong way, just my 2 cents. I don't remember exactly what happened.
Background for people who may not, I don't know if there are people who watch Winter House but don't watch Summer House, but Danielle's on Summer House, and we found out at BravoCon that they are no longer friends.
Yes. Also, Tonette, be careful because you spelled Lindsay wrong and Meredith's gotten called out for that.
Lindsay once DM'd us that I spelled her name wrong on any time I posted, and I went back and changed every single one of them.
It's with an A.
Apologize profusely.
We only want to meet Lindsay so Meredith can apologize.
That's true. I still do need to apologize.
Okay, Tonette also for last season thought the party theme was Euphoria. Remember, I couldn't figure out what the party theme was. That would make more sense.
Wait, Rachel's party or?
Rachel's party with the flowers.
Or Tom's party.
No, both.
The Tom's party was like rager fest in my mind.
Yes,
I like think a rave, not rage, rave.
The flower ones could have
been more euphoria. That makes sense. Yeah,
because Austin has that beautiful eyeshadow that Kyle did.
Yeah, they really needed to like hit that harder on the head, like in some interviews. That I would have like been even more hyped for that, because I was just like, this is fun garden fairy.
The theme was fun garden fairy.
You know.
Okay. Now we can get into the episode. So thank you all for your feedback. That was great.
Here we go. Really quick, this is about to be, I think this episode was filler, and our filler episodes are always lit. Our episodes.
All right.
So
it's because there's nothing happening, so we pay attention to things in the background that crack us up.
Yes.
Okay, so previously on Winter House, Jason and Rachel made out rave.
Ooh. Yeah.
Rave, I think.
Yeah, on that couch.
Yeah, Austin's checking out Sierra's boobs.
Austin, be a gentleman, please.
Jess and Corey hooked up, and then Austin invited Olivia, his not-so-girlfriend but girlfriend, out, and Sierra was pissed, so Olivia isn't coming out anymore.
For the best, especially after this episode.
For the very best. Jess feels left out because she can't connect with the girls, and then she told Corey, and then Corey told Paige, and then Paige confronted her about that. And Jess basically said it feels like mean girl shit. And Paige says she's over the mean girl shit. And if you want to see a mean girl, you'll see a mean girl.
I appreciate Paige's directness. If somebody has a problem with her, she will address it. And it is great for reality TV.
You're not going to question if Paige knows or not.
Exactly.
So, it's Sunday, 11:13 p.m. Paige walks in the kitchen and is pissed and tells the boys that Jess called her a bitch when she's actually the nicest person.
Okay.
And I was like,
maybe not the nicest, but you have done nothing to be called a bitch, in my opinion, in this situation.
No, but have you met Rachel? She's truly the nicest, Paige. Calm down.
Absolutely.
But okay, so Paige goes on and is like, she just is mad that I don't compliment her enough.
Which I actually died laughing when Paige said that out loud, because I like needed the whole group of guys to be like, wait, what?
A weird thing to say, because even Jason was like, sorry I brought her, I guess.
I can't get over that last episode, the biggest beef when they asked her why is that the girls didn't compliment her.
Yeah, but you know what, whatever. Paige always gets called a bitch. It's like, girl, just play into it. I get called a bitch too. I own it.
Well, I actually appreciate Paige saying, if you want mean girls, I'll show you mean girls. I am. Like, you want to play, I'm going to actually show you me being mean. Like, gear up. If you thought that was mean, gear up for real.
Jesus.
If you're going to call me that, and I'm not doing anything against you, like, let's play ball then.
Let's do it.
You're going to regret ever calling me that.
So back upstairs with the girls, they're still talking. And Jess says, because Amanda's like, do you feel that way about me too? And Jess says, like, sometimes I feel like you don't like me. And Sierra points out that Jess always isolates with the boys. So like, how are they supposed to get to know her?
Yeah.
And Jess says she's always been like that. It's not easy for her to have girlfriends. She wants attention. She struggles with that. And she admits she hasn't put in any effort and that basically she's insecure.
This was groundbreaking, I think. Great. Like, I think this helped, and I think they talked really calmly with her to kind of help pull out what are the real feelings.
Yeah.
Because I think in so many situations, it's so easy to be like, you did this, you're doing that, instead of saying, this is how I'm feeling, can we talk about this? Because I don't think a lot of people in this world intentionally are trying to make people feel a certain way, but there's... and we talked about this on the pre-show with Love is Blind, of a situation can happen and somebody can take it and like their mind just goes crazy.
Yes.
And like, I guess crazy isn't the right word, but like you just overthink things and you're taking things a different way. And so to sit down and be able to have this conversation in such a civil manner, say, tell us how you're feeling, what actual situations, like, let's talk about the like ground zero level. And then, you know, Jess is able to see that like, oh, you know what? It's just, I'm isolating because I feel like you guys don't like me. So then I'm making the situation worse and I'm not trying here either. And so I think it kind of gave a better full picture of, hey, we're definitely not being overly nice and like trying to welcome you, but you're also giving us nothing back. So like, how can we make this better on both sides?
Well said. I have literally nothing to add. Okay, so then Jess and Corey go to talk. We admire Austin's makeup because Kyle did such a good job. We find out Carl and Lindsay are coming tomorrow. They want to cook a meal for everyone, which is going to be great because this is Kyle's two best friends. They're in love. He's not even surprised they decided to give it another go because the first time was the finger bang. Everyone never forget.
So good.
And it is weird. Kyle admits it. It's weird. He cried when they told him.
I died when he said that in his interview.
But he was drunk and happy and a little confused. So
I think I would be the same.
Yeah, the emotions spilled on out.
Because you're not just friends. Like, you also are doing business together with these shows. This changes the dynamic like a that. Lot. And, like, Carl legit works for your business. I would actually sob and I'd be kind of upset at the beginning.
No, not
like,
upset.
Just, like, an initial, like, like,
This isn't going to affect Loverboy.
No, I know, but, like, you just start running through everything that, like, everything's about to change. Like, I would have an initial, like, fuck, like, moment.
I don't think I would. If Kyle's not, Kyle wasn't surprised. He knew this was going to happen.
I know. Again. I love how he was like, I was drunk and I cried.
He's drunk and happy, baby. But Austin's a little nervous because, or he's nervous about a conversation or how a conversation with Lindsay will go. Whatever, fuck you. Okay.
Well, I like that they address, or like they put in that little bucket later about how just a few months ago from this time in this
About to get there.
Yeah, did Austin say those comments? Yes. Like, I kind of think we always forget, like, what were the dynamics at the time? And it's just like, so, this was a shit show.
We're about to get there. So Austin's losing his shit a little bit because him and Lindsay's relationship is fractured. So there was a situation on Watch What Happens Live where Austin dogged Lindsay to no end.
And she was in the audience.
She was right there. Also, there was a situation at Kyle and Amanda's wedding. And he's super nervous and super anxious. And he's never been that way with Lindsay before. And I'm like, oh my God, what's the situation? We found out last week on the to come, but let's talk about it. So it's 1:32 a.m. Austin goes to talk to Paige, Amanda, and Sierra, and he's like, oh, Lindsay and Carl coming gives us unnecessary stress because listen to this. And I guess when Austin was leaving the wedding in September 25th.
Yes.
Lindsay said, I'm coming with. And then they were in Austin's room where they watched a movie and he fell asleep and he woke up with Lindsay's hand on his dick. And the facts are that Lindsay was trying to fuck him. Because they go, she was trying to fuck you, and he goes, facts. I was like, I don't know.
I don't know about that, but I don't operate with my guy friends like this at all, so it's hard for me to understand.
That's Lindsay does operate with her guy friends like that. I also don't.
Yeah, like, that's the summer prior, she kissed him on her birthday party, then fast forward to September 25th, like, her and Carl are maybe gonna give it a go, and then she spent the night with Austin. This is just like, I don't understand Lindsay's friendship, so it is so hard for me to ever be on her side in these situations.
Here's my thing. Okay, then Amanda says that at her wedding, Carl and Lindsay were telling people they were gonna give their relationship another chance. And we see that. We see like they're together, everyone's like, oh my God, word on the street is. But what we saw was them, and I'm sure Bravo cut it out, but what we saw was them being like, oh, we like each other. We'll start hanging out, see where it goes. To me, that doesn't mean we're together forever.
I agree. I think this became a telephone game, in my opinion, the wedding thing, where they said, you know what? Yeah, we really do like each other. We're going to like see where it goes. And somebody else was like, they're going to give their relationship a go.
Yeah. It's like when we get back to the city, maybe we'll go on a date, see if there's like spark. Everyone really ran with this because we saw Maya being like, Carl and Lindsay are getting back together. And I was like, what?
I even during that was confused.
They were barely together the first time. Like, don't say back together.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Maya, you have no idea. That summer, nothing really happened.
No.
One bang and a hangout on a rooftop breakup.
Just all downhill from there. So Austin then had to move Lindsay's hand off of him, and he was like, get away from me, which doesn't sound like Austin. Austin would have been like, you're going to stop?
I bet he just physically got up so her hand was he could not reach his junk.
So then last year, he says in Vermont, Lindsay did the same thing, which we kind of see it when they're like
I
wrestling.
remember when that happened, and I was like, this is weird.
Yeah. And then she did the same thing with Jason.
Yeah, Austin asking Jason is like my favorite part of this
She's
story.
got a move, man. That's her move.
Lindsay is aggressive with guys, and I love it for her. I am so self-conscious, I could never do this shit.
But this is dope. She's just like not afraid of rejection, and I kind of like it.
She has no fears, and I appreciate that from her, because I feel like I will never get to that place.
I kind of like it. Okay, so then
also, she was asleep when the Austin situation happened. So like, I'm giving her some like,
maybe she just
exactly.
instinctively
Yes.
She just felt the energy of the dick and
kills
was like,
me. I think
hand
that's
goes
so
here.
funny. But it's the way Austin says, like, oh, she went to sleep with me. I think if something happened before they fell asleep, I could be like, yes, okay, Lindsay really, really wanted you. You were able to like push her off. And like, you know, not
way to fight her off, Austin. She weighs 110 pounds.
But what
Good
you're
job.
Saying is you guys went, or you were at the hotel room, watched a movie together, fell asleep, and then you woke up that way. That's a little different than falling asleep that way.
Yes. Okay, so also the only thing Sierra's thinking is, why would you want to bring Olivia here? Like, she could not care less. Sierra for once could not care less about Lindsay. She's straight up like, you idiot.
True.
Why would you bring your girlfriend
Proof
here?
You don't want her here. Terrible idea.
Exactly. Okay, so downstairs, Rachel's taking pictures of Jason and Kyle. This is the friendship I want. I want this throuple.
I'm shocked Lindsay's up this late. This or not Lindsay. Rachel's up
Rachel,
this late. Yeah.
She'll be up at 6 a.m.
It's like 1:30.
She'll be right on up at 6 a.m. Okay, Austin left the door open in Paige's room because he's rude, which might have been my favorite.
It's a sliding door. And trust me, sliding doors are difficult.
Paige literally goes, he left the door open? Rude. I was like, I know.
I'm a big leave it how you found it person. So,
agreed.
Like, shut my door always.
Corey and Jess are together again. Jess is being, like, a little clingy. She's like, you're the only one I need here. She's, like, all over Corey.
Yes.
Like, very relationship.
I heard something once that, like, guys fall in love over, like, time and, like, with, I forget how, what it the TikTok said about like guys falling in love, but girls fall in love when you have sex. And so Jess had sex with Corey and is now in love with him.
Yeah, it's here.
Like, she wants this attention. She's already told us this is how she like feels wanted.
Feels love, and he's giving her attention.
Yes, and he is not on the same level. I'm like waiting for this to drop off a cliff. I'm just like waiting for it to happen. And I think it's only going to happen at the end of the season.
Agreed. And then Jess like leaves Corey's room. So they don't actually like spend the night together.
Okay, she, later like, in the episode, she says they spend the night together every night. And I was like, no,
leaves.
You don't.
She
no, you
leaves.
Don't.
Whatever. And then Kyle tries to feed Amanda ice cream, but it'll make her sick. And I get that. I get that on a spiritual level. I'm also
get
lactose
some Oatly
intolerant.
Ice cream and you'll be much better off, my girl.
I do, but like it just
it's not the same.
Good.
I know.
Okay, so it's Monday, 9:32 a.m. Paige is annoyed that she's offering or offending everyone. And Craig reminds her that he is an extension of her.
This is actually a pretty good joke. He was like, it's because of me.
Her face was literally like, shut up.
I fucking hate you.
It was awesome.
He's rubbing off on you. You're so rude, Paige.
Paige, I mean, I saw Watch What Happens Live with Craig, where he basically was like, as soon as Paige said that, I really got that, like, I need to stop.
I saw that clip. I saw a few clips from it.
Which, like, fine, but this is so funny. Because now she's getting shit.
Hilarious.
But Paige knows she was super aggressive with Jess last night. But also, Paige is going to give you examples of how she was nice. She included you in that double date. She's been inviting you to shower in her shower. Like, girl.
I bet there's a vast difference between Paige's shower and wherever Jess should be showering.
I bet so too.
And I think Jess is in the basement where she's sharing a shower with like four people.
Yeah. And I super bet that Paige would be like, Craig, go shower downstairs so Jess can shower
here.
Yes.
That is actually, it sounds like it's something little, but I feel this.
I'd be like, I'm in front of your boyfriend for the shower. You must love me.
I have been on vacations or like lived in houses with a lot of people, and the shower situation is usually the biggest nightmare.
Yeah, for sure. So Paige doesn't want anyone to feel like they're being left out of the group, but Paige is just unhappy that Jess talked to everyone else about this but her.
That's like one of the biggest things that bothers me about this situation. And I similarly with Paige is that you're going to go around and tell everyone that I'm being mean to you. When I'm not being mean to you, you are just feeling insecure and not putting in effort. And I'm also not putting in effort, yeah. But you're making this out to be a thing and telling all my friends about it. I don't like that. You can tell like one person, I understand her telling Rachel, like trying to bond with Rachel about it and discussing it and trying to get advice. But that's the only person she's actually asked for advice on. The rest, she's just bashing Paige to this house.
Yeah. When like you could have just went to Paige and been like, I have an issue with you.
Yes. Tell the entire group, just say, hey, I'm not really feeling welcome.
Yeah.
Most people will jump immediately and do better.
Agreed. So Paige has planned an activity for today. They got a pro figure skater that's going to teach them skating, and then they're going to compete against each other, which sounds fun. But then we find out Craig took figure skating in college, so he has a one-up.
Wow. I don't think my college offered figure skating as like that
Mine
like, gym
didn't
elective thing.
I can't remember where Craig went to college, but that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, like, my school had, like, bowling and, like, weightlifting and those and stuff.
We had Quidditch.
We had a Quidditch club team, but not as a class.
And we had a class where you learned about Quidditch.
Damn. I mean, I never had time for that stuff, and I'm jealous that people gotta, like, work out and, like, get credits for it. But I just, wow, Craig, what an interesting tidbit. I love to learn this episode.
I love. So Jess, Luke, and Jason are down in the kitchen. Jess is doing okay, but she's mostly happy to have Corey here, which, girl, you've fallen in love.
This isn't healthy. You're, like, anchoring your whole life on this boy you just met.
Yeah, and she's just happy, or she was having a little moment of not fitting in, which, fine, we all have those moments, but whatever. Carl and Lindsay are on their way, and then we have Jason calling his brother, and he tells his brother that Lindsay's coming with her boyfriend. But there's some unresolved conversations. So we find out Jason, or we didn't find out, we knew. Jason and Lindsay dated a little bit on Winterhouse, mostly hooked up, but then like dated after Winterhouse last year. Lindsay got pregnant and she had a miscarriage, and that distanced them a lot. And there were no conversations other than Jason checking in with Lindsay after the miscarriage.
Yeah.
So his brother tells Jason that he has the opportunity for some closure so he can start the next chapters of his life. And if Lindsay respects Jason, she'll listen. But I'm nervous now because Lindsay's not the listening type.
No, but I wonder if Jason's very different though. I think Lindsay's not great in like confrontational, petty things, I'll say.
Yeah.
But this is definitely like on another level that I think Lindsay could handle this well, if that makes sense, because it's just like something that is like so deep, so real.
And Jason's not coming for her. He's just like,
no.
It made me sad that like once the miscarriage happened, that was the end of us too. Like there was no conversation and it just kind of
because
left me
in the timeline of Summer House stuff, I'm pretty sure their miscarriage happened in like June before filming. And then they go to film in July, like right around 4th of July weekend always.
And Lindsay had hot
and
Lindsay summer.
Was done. And so that shocked me last, like this season watching Summer House, of just seeing like, oh, she had a miscarriage, or she found out she was pregnant on Monday, miscarried by Tuesday, we saw in that clip. And then for us, it's just like, whoa, I didn't even really know that she was with Jason. And then it's like done. And it was just like, what is happening here?
Yeah. They were ready to raise this baby together.
That, and like Jason is that guy. And that's what's, I think, the hardest. It's like, he is the best. Like, I bet when he found out that they were pregnant, like, he is all in.
He was like, I'm here for you, whatever you want to do. And then she was like, I'm going to keep it. And he was like, down.
Yeah. This is showcasing that, like, yes, a woman is the one whose body who goes through a miscarriage, but like he went through that too.
Yes.
And like how does a guy deal with that? I think this is a really cool storyline to see. It's an unfortunate line to see, but I think this, like, you don't always get to see stuff like this.
And
from
I think
a guy's
if we're gonna see it with one guy, I'm happy it's Jason, who's like such a great person. And I can't even think of one thing he's done like that has pissed me off in the show or made me like not root for him.
The only thing is like, I want more of him. That, like I wanted him on Summer House.
I'm like mad he didn't sign up for Summer House.
Yeah, I see why now.
I get it. He was at one party, but yeah. Lindsay was busy making out with Austin, so or anything else that breathed.
Like, think about which was his awesome. Headspace that summer. Then, like, yeah. You go to her birthday party and like she's making out with like your other friend,
and you're just like, is she okay?
I'm excited to see this because I know he's going to be so respectful. He's not going to say she did anything wrong. He's just really going to talk about where he was at and how sad he is.
Yeah. Okay. So Paige finds Jess and they talk. She apologizes for her tone and she's trying not to be reactive because she dates like the most reactive person in the entire world. She just hates hearing things secondhand.
Yes.
And Jess gets that. She said she felt like she was venting versus actually like wanting to talk about her feelings. But she has had a lot of friends that don't want to be her friend anymore. And she acknowledges her insecurity. And both Paige and Jess always think new girls don't like them. So they can bond over that and whatever.
I think that was huge. First, Paige apologizing for her tone, I think is crucial because right. A lot of people don't realize it's not what you said, it's how you said it. Agreed. So I really love that Paige is standing by like, listen, I'm not apologizing for what I said, but like, it's how I treated you is what I'm apologizing for.
Yeah,
exactly. And then I think trying to bond over people not liking them, like Paige is throwing you a little olive branch of like, here's a connection. And I like hope Jess can try and do the same in the next few days.
Agreed. So next big thing, Lindsay and Carl are here. They pull up to the front. They keep saying, babe,
I'm going to kill someone. That immediately. And I was like, fuck no, no.
Literally pull up. We're here, babe. It's nice, babe. Babe, can you get my stuff? Is babe, can you believe?
So many memories for you, right, babe? Thanks, babe. We got one baby. And I was like, no.
It's like Craig and Paige. I'm going to kill. Say the names. Say your names.
This better stop. I'm happy. Like we don't get it much from Paige and Craig anymore. But like, I need them to stop doing it.
Too. But it's so stupid. Listen, I get being like, hey, babe, or whatever, like once in a while. But to be like, oh, this is your old house, babe. I wouldn't say that like, oh, this is your old house, Meredith. You like this, Meredith?
If you replaced it with their name, you would never use it. Like, can you imagine being like, oh my God, does this bring back so many memories? Lindsay, thanks for getting the bag. Lindsay, do you want to walk in front of, like, you would never do that. So stop using babe.
Oh my God, Lindsay. Kiss, kiss, Lindsay. This is so fun. Lindsay, shut up. Shut up.
Especially when it's just the two of you. Like, you're not trying to get her attention with a name.
It's literally just you two talking.
If
you were like, hey, babe, I'm over here.
After the second one, I was like, I'm done. Stop.
I want to throw up. Okay, so they're entering the house just in time for couples skating.
Also, this is such a different entrance compared to like the Toms. The whole group was sitting waiting for them to walk in. Like everybody was pumped to see them. People are like scattering, like being like, I don't want to say the first
hello. Everyone's in the kitchen. They walk in. They have not to go everyone. In the kitchen. No.
There are specific people not there.
Sierra's in a room. Austin walks away going, I'm not going to say hi. Whatever, throw your temper tantrum. Very funny, very lackluster. No one cared.
People are like,
felt awkward.
I agree.
Okay, so it's 11:13. Lindsay and Carl say hi to everyone. Lindsay's pumped to figure skate. I don't know if she has a background, but
she's always high energy, like excited for things. So I'm glad she's coming in like this. She probably senses the awkwardness, but is like, let's go. Like, let's just get into the activity.
We all do. Okay. So this time last year, Lindsay was totally different. She was confessing her love for Austin. She was hooking up with Jason, all these things. God. But in the last 6 months, her and Carl have been inseparable. I feel like this is the girl I would lose my friendship with because she's just always with Carl. I have no idea what she's doing.
Yeah, like this is actually in this moment I'm realizing, oh, maybe this is why Danielle has a problem.
Yeah, I felt that. If I'm Danielle and all I hear is, hey, babe, I'd be like, friendship done.
And you know what? Like, I'm happy for her. She does seem in like such a great place. But friendships evolve and they change in the way you need them. And I think Lindsay like just doesn't need a lot anymore. Like yeah. Carl is her everything. And some people are that way. And that is okay if like that's what Lindsay wants her life to be.
Yeah.
But it seems like they're becoming very codependent in a healthy way, that it's like, it's just them against the world.
Which totally fine. I am very happy for them.
Yeah. As you know, I'm a big, I don't need to be like right up in it with
yeah,
them.
I'm a big stan. I'll just watch though. I don't want to be there.
I don't need to like really be watching hard though, personally. Like some of it grates on me. And so I'm like, I'm going to watch from like the nosebleeds.
Yeah. But I'm still going to watch because I'm obsessed. Okay, I'll check in. We're going to leave in an hour. And then we get a conversation that I didn't see coming. Lindsay walks over to Jason and is like, what you got there? And he's like, some tea. And she's like, tea. And he goes, do you want some? She's like, yeah, I would love some tea. And he goes, green tea. And I was like,
I was
this
like,
is the conversation. I liked it because it was light and fluffy.
I agree. But in that moment, I was like, this is when it's going to happen. Like, he's going to be like, great, I'll make you tea. Talk? Let's go chat. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God. And then it never happened.
I think it's better that way because she just entered the house. Like, get her comfortable.
Yeah.
Don't start out on that foot. I appreciate Jason's ability to be like, hey, do you want some tea? Like, and she's like, yeah, I'd love some tea. Like, he's going to make her tea.
Lindsay is so good at just, like, being in awkward situations. I could never do these things.
You would look at Jason and be like, what?
I would be like, hey. I'd be like saying hi and waving towards him, but looking a different way. Being like, hey. And then just like immediately moving.
Carl, babe, let's go.
Let's go on a tour. Because Carl goes on a tour of the house. I'd be like, I'm going with Carl. Let me show you the house. Like any reason to not be in the same room with all these people.
Listen, I'm a big Carl stan, but I think Jason's my favorite. I love just, him.
We
I
don't
love
have
him.
Any of the bad that we had to go through with Carl, you know?
I know.
Like
Jason started perfect.
Jason, exactly. Where Carl is at now, it's like he's walked up this hill, but like we've always been on the top of the hill with Jason. Yeah. We never had to climb. It's like he's we got airlifted to the top.
I think even today though, if Carl had this awkward situation, he'd be just be like, I'm drinking tea. The end. Jason's like, do you want me to make you tea?
Yeah, like, you're right. Oh, Carl would like chuckle and be like, it's tea.
It's called fucking tea, you bitch. Okay, so Amanda and Rachel already feeling the awkwardness. They go find Sierra in her room because never forget that fight where Sierra went after Lindsay and Lindsay put her hand up and was like, not now. She went to like the shed. Remember, there was the shed.
Yeah. Yes. What's great is that like Kyle's giving the tour and he's like, you know what? Her room is exactly like mine. So we'll just go look at my room.
I'll show you my room.
Yeah.
So Sierra's going to say hi. She just needs to get ready first, which I get it. Girl, you got shit to do.
Dead on this. Like, she's just like, I'm not going to run up there. I'll do it in my own time.
Yeah. Austin's also not going to say hi. So then Jess and Lindsay meet. And oh my God, these two look fucking identical.
I wanted someone to be like, Jess, this is the girl. Like, we all say you look like her. I wanted somebody to say it in front of them.
Yeah, they do, though. They literally do.
Because I also think Lindsay would be like, I don't see it.
And yeah,
like,
the two of them would be like, do. Not us. Yeah. Even Bravo was like.
That was so funny. They were like, Jess on Lindsay and Lindsay on Jess. And they're like, and then like swapped it.
It's so good.
Okay. Chef's kiss on the editing.
So Luke sees Lindsay and Carl. Luke loves them, inspired by their love, if you will. He wants what they have. Those are his two best friends in love. Luke couldn't ask for anything better in his life than Lindsay and Carl being in love.
Couples like this do always have that one friend who is like their hype man, obsessed with them.
No,
talk
they
about
have,
their relationship to anyone else.
No, they have one fan.
Yes.
This is their fan.
Yes. It's like I can see Luke talking about Lindsay and Carl at a bar when they're not there, being like, they're just the greatest couple.
I strive
to have something like them.
Kyle cried when he found out because he was drunk. Luke cried sober. He was so happy. His whole heart
Luke
melted.
Was there when they like asked each other to be boyfriend and girlfriend in my mind.
He fucking lit off fireworks in the back. Fireworks.
Not over a boat.
Over the whole fucking city of New York. Okay, so basically the only bed for Lindsay and Carl is downstairs with Luke, which Luke is like, yes,
looks me like this is favorite. Wonderful.
This is my ideal situation. But Lindsay's like, oh, if this is the only bed, we can stay at a hotel. And Luke's like, I don't want you to stay in a hotel. I want to spend time with you.
He's like, I just would really like the quality time with you.
It was so cute because it's like, that's their kid, because Lindsay's like, no, we want to spend time with you too. And he's like, so you're going to stay here, right?
Yeah.
You're next to me. I'll go right in the middle of you two.
What do you think about this? That like they won't stay in that bed if that's the
honestly,
only bed available.
I kind of think this is bullshit.
I agree.
You're here for maybe 2 days. You can sleep. You cannot have sex or be fucking disgusting for 2 days in your coupley shit. Luke wouldn't even care.
Like, fucking share that bed and you guys can't.
Also, I'm sure if you were like, hey, Luke, give us 15 minutes, we're gonna hook up, he'd be like, yes, of course. Like, he don't care.
Luke would like light candles for you.
Whatever. Do you want me to set the bathtub? Like, what's up? He would do that.
I thought this was a little like, we're above this.
Yeah, type. It made me mad. It did
especially
not.
Especially as a visitor. Great. If this was that they were going to stay the entire trip
then
like
they get
that,
a, then they
that
get
would,
room.
I'd be like, yeah, no, sorry, single person, give up your room.
I agree. I completely agree with
but
that.
But you were the last to get here.
You're here for 15 seconds.
Yeah.
You can stay
this
in this bed.
This did bother me too. Because I feel like couples always make themselves greater than single people, and it's always bothered me because I feel like I always go through this with friends and family. Like, if you ever go on a trip, it's like, well, you get the couch because you're like single. And I get that, because like two people should be sleeping in a bed versus like one person. But if there were two single people that were going to share a bed versus a couple, like the couple is always greater than. Does that make sense? Like,
yes.
I just feel like you're always told, like, I'm sorry, like, you get the lesser quality sleeping arrangements because you're, like, a solo. Or, like, because we're a couple, we're greater than.
Yeah, and they know what they're getting into. Like, Lindsay was in this house last year.
Yeah.
She understands. Also, Lindsay's been here. Lindsay and Carl have been doing this summer house ship since the beginning. You know, when you go into a house, the couples are going to get the rooms.
Yes.
But if you're a visitor, you stay
wherever there is available.
Situation. You know what? It could be Lindsay has to go sleep on the couch and Carl sleeps in the bed with Luke. I don't know, but like, you make do with what you have. You don't pull this shit of like, well, we're a couple and we just got here, and I know.
So
we're
like uproot
days,
your
like,
whole room.
It pissed me off. I don't like it.
Just the way they went about it. It just feels kind of like a little threatening. Like, oh well, then we'll just go stay in a hotel. And it's like, you're forcing someone's hand too, where like this hadn't even been a discussion with the group yet of, I think somebody would give up their room, or like two people could bunk together or something. Like, there's a lot of situations that could happen to make it work, but it just seemed a little bit like, well, we'll force the hand.
I expected it. You know, how have you not already moved someone out of their room for me?
Yeah.
Like it was not.
It really
great.
Rubbed me the wrong way.
It rubbed me the wrong way. And the other thing is, this show is built on, we're living in this house, not we're at a hotel and we'll come to the house for drama.
Yes.
No, we need you here to cause the drama.
Yep.
So you know you're forcing a hand. It just looks bitchy.
Yeah,
on
I agree.
Both their parts. Because even Carl was like, yeah, we don't need to stay here. I was like, shut, both of you, shut up. Sit down in the bed. It's a king.
It just looks put like. Your shit in that room and we'll figure it out.
Yeah, even
just
Luke
say, like, we'll figure it out later.
We'll figure it out. Who cares? Oh, it made me sad.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jess then asked Sierra if she looks like Lindsay. And I was like, girl, carbon copy. Exact.
I really enjoyed this conversation though. Like, I was like, because Sierra's
really
like,
look like her?
I mean, yeah, you guys do. She's like trying to lay her down easy.
Yeah, you do. Okay, so Rachel is helping Jason pick out an outfit.
Cute.
Very exciting. Rachel knows Jason and Lindsay went through some hard shit. Rachel wants Jason to know that she is someone he can lean on and talk to about intimate things with her, because she wants someone to feel like they can be vulnerable and comfortable around her, which is just so cute.
Like, if we thought Jason was perfect, I'm like, Rachel just one-upped Jason. Is there something higher than a gold medal? Because that's Rachel.
The two of them are like a couple that no one can compare to.
It's incredible because she's
like separately, they're amazing too.
Yes. She's like, so considerate. He has not really told her. It seems like she did not watch Summer House, so she doesn't know. Actually, I don't think it's fully aired what happened the previous summer. So all Rachel knows is like something happened and I want to be there to support him in any way.
I'm obsessed.
Groundbreaking.
If we have learned anything, do not go on these shows in your early 20s. Go in your late 20s and early 30s because you will come out looking so goddamn well.
And these like two, maybe have a boyfriend.
These two? Yeah, fucking amazing. You're having to date losers like Austin.
Who needs to go on The Bachelor? Like, why go on The Bachelor in your early 20s when you can go on Summer Winter House in your late 20s and have a higher success, right?
So everyone's getting dressed. Carl's wearing tights. His dick is out and about. Can't wait to see.
I like am dying whenever Lindsay's like, yeah, you can see everything. And he's like, oh, I know my butt.
My
She's
ass.
Like, no, your dick.
She's like, your penis is everything. Out. Paige is dressed as a ballerina. Sierra says hey to Carl. She considers Carl a friend. Mm-hmm. She loves him, but feels bad for him because Austin dropped this huge bomb of what they're calling a touchgate, which I don't love, but all right. And Carl
I would hate to get information and then have to sit on it because you don't want to be the one to tell them.
The thing is, they're all assuming Carl doesn't know, but Carl might know.
I agree with that, but still, it's just the like, now we know this. What is this? I don't want to have to sit there and stress all day. Especially Sierra, when I already don't like Lindsay.
The problem is Lindsay does not have a girlfriend in this house. Because if she did, they would have said, Lindsay, there's this rumor going around.
Yeah, good point.
Like if Danielle was here, and they were still friends, she would have immediately been like, Lindsay, listen up. But
yeah,
they don't have
friends. You're right.
So everyone's just sitting on it and being like, no one knows.
You're so right. This is why it's key to have like one
have
good
girlfriend. Everywhere you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's 12:26. It's time to go ice skating. We're in cars. Okay, Jess, Carl, Paige, Sierra, and Corey are in this one.
Are there
car.
Three cars really quick, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Three whole cars. I don't know everyone, everything, but I remember this car.
Yes.
Jess is shook that everyone's saying Lindsay looks like her because Lindsay's way older than her. And I was like, man.
Craig's like, yeah, I told everybody. Like, that really isn't a compliment. And I see kind of what Craig is saying. Like, I'm not in a diss to Lindsay at all, but I think it's so funny that Craig the whole season has been like, stop telling her that.
Listen, Craig and Jess are getting hate on this.
I just thought it's so funny, like the way that went down, the way that conversation went down, because Craig has been saying to people every time Jess told someone, he was like, don't say that. Not, I'm not saying it's like a good thing that Craig is saying like you don't want to be compared to Lindsay. I just think it's so funny that Craig time said don't
Craig
say that to her,
called it.
And now Jess is like coming
offended.
Full circle to where Craig was comments were.
Yeah, Jess is offended because Lindsay's not that cute, which girl,
rude.
Y'all look so girl, if you're calling Lindsay not cute, you're not cute.
Like, listen, yes, there is like a fresh young spring chicken vibe of Jess, like this like young girl, and like of course Lindsay's not gonna look like that. She's not, I don't even know what Jess's age is, but like let's say young 20s. But Lindsay did look exactly like that in her young 20s. But Lindsay looks incredible for her age.
And amazing.
Lindsay looks incredible regardless of age.
Whatever. Craig's a loser. I'm just kidding.
I think Craig just has this massive hate towards Lindsay ever since last summer.
She's a loser.
Yeah. But I think that was like,
it was a little
shitty.
Mean.
It was very mean. Like, I think this is what Jess tends to do. She really compares this types of stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, there is a difference between their looks for sure, but why is that a bad thing? Like, I hate that like age is
I would
ugly.
Have been like,
does that make
Lindsay's,
sense?
Yeah, I would have been like, Lindsay's hot. Like, I'm glad
age
I
is always
like
used
her.
Against people, and I don't like that.
I don't either. Yeah, Craig and Jess getting a lot of hate. This
yeah,
is number one.
I just
one
thought it was really
Twitter.
Funny how Craig finally was like,
it.
I've been telling you.
Never, Craig, sit down. And Paige has been getting a lot of hate too, of like,
about what specifically?
You're not sticking up for women here. Like, you're also, you claim to be like supportive of women, but you're not.
Yeah. The Lindsay Paige dynamic is an odd one. It's interesting how sometimes they bond over things and then the other times they're just silent and not like they could really have a strong, cool, powerful friendship.
Oh my
God. Never gotten on the same page.
They could be so powerful together.
Yeah,
but they can't.
I think they're too alike, if that makes sense.
Agreed. They don't look alike, but they are alike.
Hey, every blonde needs a brunette best friend. Winking at you, Alicia.
God. Can we go to skate now?
Yes. Yes.
Am I lit? No. I'm
What?
Danielle. Well, that didn't end well. I am
Paige. Ours will end better.
I'm Paige.
And I'm Amanda.
Dope.
There it is.
That's it.
There it is.
Okay, so it's time to skate. Everyone has skated before. However, you know, Luke's a pro, so y'all bitches got nothing. He also has flowers to throw. Because
it is, I love how he just comes out right of the gate and everybody's like, how are you doing that? And it's like, well, years of being on the ice.
Okay, so we get the teams. It's all the couples. And then, yeah, it's Austin, Sierra, and Luke. Because they're
the
like,
single people. The single how awkward people. Of a group.
That's
because
so,
we thruffle. Know that Sierra and Luke have hooked up. We know Sierra and Austin have hooked up. And maybe if Luke and Austin had hooked up, this would be more interesting.
I would have supported that. But... Sierra's perfect threesome is two guys, which gets Austin
like,
a
this
sweaty.
Is not the time for this type of conversation.
But then this is finally when Austin's like, good thing Olivia's not here. Yes.
Yes. Now you realize that because even before Lindsay came and that part of the drama, this was never a safe space for Olivia.
No, never. Okay, so skating's way harder than everyone thought, like you said, except for Luke.
Do these people not like have to go ice skating like once a year? I feel like at Christmas I always have to go once and I'm like, I hate this. I hate
straight
this
up
so
don't.
Much.
I would have risen my hand and said, I don't know how to ice skate. Please never let me ice skate. I've been one time and I hated it.
It's terrible because then you finally get good at it by the end and then you're like, wow, this skill's gonna go downhill until the next year that I do this.
Kyle's pretty good and so is Carl actually. They've obviously skated before, but Paige and Rachel can't move. But Jason's helping Rachel a little bit, which is like very sweet.
It is so sweet.
We find out Luke, not find out, but we guessed Luke, since he was 2 years old, his mom dropped him off at an ice skating rink and he learned to play hockey. So
this is
shout
how
out.
My nephew is. He's like an incredible skater and he's been on
amazing
skates since
he is
two.
The future Luke. We love it.
No, Lindsay wait, this kid's not chill like Luke. He's going to be bouncing off the walls.
Lindsay had no idea Carl could skate. She pulls the, babe, I thought I knew everything about you.
This is why I don't like being, this is the couples I don't like being around.
Man of mystery, baby. Lindsay and Amanda talk, which I was like, oh, this is a nice, like, they're kind of friends. They're like,
they're
friends
like,
with my boyfriend, so I'm forced
and
to be
like
with
we've
you.
Been around each other for so long. It's like the length of time friendship.
Yes. So they talk. Amanda's feeling like this is a vacation because Kyle isn't working and they're married and they have good dogs and Kyle's a lot better. Carl wants a dog, but Lindsay says they've been traveling nonstop. And then Amanda's like, hey, when's the first day you guys started dating? And Lindsay's like, well, we said October 7th because that's the first time we like hooked up and crossed the line.
I was like, we are getting a lot of details here.
October 7th. So here's your timeline, right? September 25th was the
wedding.
October 7th is when they claim to be dating.
That's their dating date.
That's their
because
date.
That's the first time they slept together, which
that's
I'm like,
the we're exclusive, we're in love date.
Yes, which I'm wondering, it seems like they never really had the talk to really have a date. And so they've like retroactively decided a date, which is not a bad thing because
no,
I think they just really were able to ease into a friendship, into a relationship. Yeah. So there's a long gray area time frame, which other people aren't going to be satisfied with, but it's not your relationship
not
to deal
them.
With. I feel like this becomes like a really big thing this episode. And I'm like, this seems very clear to me. They decided since October 7th, that was when really things got serious between
yes.
them.
Yes, because even Amanda is like, oh, I love Carl and Lindsay together, but September 25th, there was Touchgate, and the hand was on the dick.
And by the
way,
that's a week and a half after like the time difference between September 25th and the 7th. It's a week and a half. That's not that far from each other.
No, and Amanda's literally like, that's the day they decide to give it another shot. So October 7th, what's that date? And I'm like,
they're
that's the
like-
date.
Like Lindsay just said September 26th, like it is one day, and wow, how could Lindsay do some crazy thing on the night before she got together with Carl?
No, this is literally, hey, we're gonna give our relationship another shot, we'll discuss this later because we're at someone else's wedding right now.
Yes,
see ya, whatever. Okay, so Lindsay then talks about how The best feeling in the world is falling in love with your best friend. She cries. It's kind of sweet. She's
It
like
is
crying.
really
She's so in
sweet, and I'm
love.
really upset because this will never happen to me.
Same, same. I would never fall in love with my best guy friend. Ugh.
No.
Okay, but Carl's ready for a commitment now. Amanda asks if being in this house is weird, and Lindsay's like, it's a little awkward with Jason, but I don't know if we'll talk. And I'm like, you better talk, ma'am.
But what Lindsay, it seems like Lindsay doesn't realize where Jason's at because they have not talked at all.
Yeah.
So it's not like Lindsay should initiate a conversation knowing Jason's upset because she does not know he's upset.
For sure. For sure. Okay. So then Carl and Kyle talk, which like isn't too much, but Carl does say that there was a little tension, like sexual tension between him and Lindsay at Kyle's wedding. And Kyle's like, oh no, touch gate.
I hate this, like, oh, let's have the two couples split up and talk because the boys' side of the conversation, nothing's really happening.
No.
Like, because
no,
they probably
we find
talk about
nothing
this
out.
Shit all the time.
We find nothing out.
No.
Okay, so Jess wants to take Corey's clothes off.
Jess, can you please stop commenting this every 5 seconds, especially in public?
She's objectifying him constantly.
I want, like,
boys
her to have
get
substance.
Too. I know.
Yes! Like,
he's like
it's
Colleen.
Totally cool, I think, if you say like to him like, man, I want to jump your bones, like, sure, but that is the only thing she really talks about him. It's just wanting to have him inside
she
her.
Doesn't actually know anything about his personality. She never says that she like is fascinated by, like, Jason's like, I love Rachel's sense of style, I think
yes.
That's so cool.
They're constantly talking about the person,
not the way the person looks
or makes them feel sexually.
But Jess does say that they talk until 4 a.m, so it might be more than sex.
I'm like, and about what? What the we have not heard one thing that you guys are actually talking about, except for you hating Paige.
Yeah. So being in the house speeds up a relationship. Sierra would know.
This calculation kills me. Keep going.
Well, I was like, so they're going to end up like Sierra and Austin. Can't wait.
That's so true. That is great foreshadowing right there.
But then Jess pulls a Luke. She says she's excited to see Corey when she wakes up in the morning. And Rachel is straight up like, ew, gross. Stop.
Well, Jess says that like one day equals a week in the house. So it's like they've been dating for like 6 weeks. And I'm like, girl, no, that is not how this works.
No.
You're trying to convince yourself, like the people on The Bachelor are trying to convince themselves their relationship
is
real. Yeah.
We're in love. Yeah. So it's 2:16. We're still skating. Corey's struggling a little bit, but he's doing okay. Stephanie now is going to teach us a routine, and you can add in your own little spice after. Stephanie's the professional skater.
Also, none of them do this routine. They all make up their
none
own.
None of them do the, they just do the shimmy in the beginning and even
and some spins and going through the legs like that.
So
they
then,
make up their own routines.
Horrible. So they pan to everyone. Jason is hugging Rachel from behind. It's so cute. I couldn't stop looking. Okay. So then the two teams are going to compete against each other, and then the winner gets what they want for the rest of the day. And then as they're talking about this, Corey goes down. His head kind of hit that ice. It looked like a little bit.
Oh,
little bounce.
This is also why I never want to go ice skating, for fear of this.
But then everyone's laughing because he's okay. And Kyle goes, big tree fall hard.
That looked like it hurt. It's
yes.
Like belly flopping on a pool.
Yes. Okay, so really quick, they all have to come up with names. The only name we get right off the bat is the thruple, which is called two horns or two thorns and a rose. And Sierra says there are two thorns in her ass that'll never go away.
Well, they change it later.
No, two thorns and a rose.
I thought she said two farts in a rose.
Oh, I think that was a joke. They're announced as two thorns.
Oh, okay. I really heard something
two
different.
Farts.
Yeah, I was
Jesus.
Like, why? Jeez.
Okay, so first up is Team Blue Balls, which is Amanda and Kyle, versus Team Fur Sure, like fur, like the animal.
Yeah, because they're both wearing fur.
Yeah,
I
which is Lindsay and Carl.
It.
Yes, that's Lindsay and Carl. So no notable things except Carl falls on Lindsay, and in the end, Kyle and Amanda win. Then we have Team Black Swan, which is Rachel and Jason, versus Team Sugar Plum Fairy, which is Craig and Paige. Notable things here. Jason kicks Rachel.
Oh, my God.
He stops the whole routine to make sure she's okay. And she's like, keep going.
this is so hard whenever an injury happens and you like want to play it cool and you're like, no, I'm fine, let's just keep going.
There was something on her face. I don't know if it was dirt though. It didn't look
She
cut.
I think she has like a mole or like a freckle or something.
Oh,
her
okay.
chin. You only see it sometimes, but that was not from the skate thing. But she was concerned, she was bleeding. I would be too.
She goes, am I bleeding? And he goes, no. And she goes, all right, keep going. And they like keep dancing.
The replay hurt my soul much harder than the initial because I didn't see the full impact.
Yeah, it was rough. But Craig and Paige win. And then it's Team Lightning Bolt, Jess and Corey, versus Team Two Thorns and a Rose, Sierra, Luke, and Austin. And Jess and Corey win. So in third place was Amanda and Kyle, which pissed me off. I thought they did the best. I would have voted for them. Second place was Corey and Jess, and first place was Paige and Craig. This is rigged.
I expected after the performances for it to be like Kyle and Amanda and Paige and Craig to be, I'll say, like the top, because they didn't really have like a fall or a stumble. Everybody else we saw like a moment, like Carl falling on Lindsay and the kick,
and Amanda and Kyle were fucking funny. I was laughing.
I loved it. Yeah.
Whatever. Okay. So Jason and Rachel talk afterwards. Rachel's chin is okay. Jason feels really bad, but we're fine. Rachel then asks how Jason is doing because she knows a little bit about like the Lindsay situation. And Jason tells Rachel that he just needs to have a conversation about how things went down. Jason tells us separately, like when the miscarriage happened, Jason didn't comprehend what it did to him.
Yeah.
He was just checking on Lindsay and he was actually like really excited to be a dad. And he had just mourned the miscarriage and the relationship all at once, which really hurt him.
I think that's so tough. And I bet that's what a lot of guys end up going through, is you're really focused on this person because they are going through something physical, like physically painful, and like you're losing something physically. And then you have to deal with the emotional ripples after the fact, and then add in losing the relationship. That just makes it so difficult.
Yeah, they were going to have a child and then they weren't. And then there's no relationship.
And it just seems like there's no communication at all too afterwards.
Yeah. And you know, Rachel says, because then Jason is like, well, Rachel, how are you? And Rachel says she's doing okay. It's weird to walk into a house where people already have like all these relationships.
Yeah. I don't envy that.
Okay. And then before we leave, Luke and Carl race. And I don't know what Carl thought, but of course, Luke's going to win. Idiot. Okay.
Idiot. So our Midwestern king. If there's one thing he knows, it's winter activities.
I love him. Okay, so it's 5:08 p.m. Everyone's back at the house. Corey's got a big bump on his back from his fall.
Oh, God. I
so
keep
painful.
Seeing myself falling that way, and I'm just sad.
Agreed. Okay, Meredith, I wrote a note about this because you will understand this. Luke goes out to cut wood.
Yes.
But all the wood is wet.
Yes. I was thinking, wow, why don't they have a stack of wood inside? Well, Ian, you always have your outside stack and then you have an inside stack. So all the inside stuff dries next to the fire while you have the fire lit.
Yes. Even if you, before you leave, grab the wet wood, bring it inside, put it in your
heat. Yes. I don't think people understand you cannot make a fire with wet wood.
No, or you have a tarp over your wood.
Yes.
Over and under, baby. Oh, okay, so Carl and Lindsay are throwing a dinner party tonight. It is foxtails and mocktails.
Which, like, listen, I love Carl's sober, like, his sobriety and his whole journey. But if I'm in a rager house and somebody tells me we are having a foxtails and mocktails dinner, I immediately thought, like, oh, we're not going to get anything from this. Nobody's going to drink. Same. But then later, I do see people with wine in their hand, and I was like, all right, we're good. We're good.
Yes. We find out Lindsay is also sober. She stopped drinking around Thanksgiving when Carl was having trouble with his sobriety. Mm-hmm. So she was kind of like, we're going to do this together.
And then it became
Lindsay not drinking for herself.
And I love that even more because I would like say to her, like, I think that's very noble of you, but like, you got to do journeys for yourself too, and you can't be his whole crutch. And so I'm glad like she really stepped up and was like there to help him, and that's why she went sober at first, to like be like, I'm going to do this so you have greater success, like we are going to do this together. And then it's like she really found out that she enjoyed that.
Yeah, I love that. I love every part of this story. So dinner's at 7:30, but we need to clean first. And Paige, because she won, can order all the people to clean. And Amanda's like, wait, I need to shower. So she orders all the boys to clean and all the girls to get ready. And even Craig is going to clean a little.
Which I'm shook because he could have said like, oh, well, I won too, so like I don't have to clean. I'm shocked he did not take the out.
He's only cleaning because he said, if you don't tell him to do something, he'll do it, which I was like, stupid.
Whatever. He is this type of person. The minute you order him to do something, he'll put up a wall and say no.
Yes. The house is gross though. Carl's super grossed out because he's a clean guy now.
And like, it is kind of different when first making the mess and being able to like live in it versus coming into a mess. I mean, like, what the hell?
Also, they've been making this mess for God knows how many days straight. In Summer House, you're there for a weekend and then you have a cleaning crew come in.
Yes, this is such a different environment. It's like the COVID era of Summer House. They really struggled with living together because of the mess and like
cleaning. Yeah, that was when Hannah wouldn't take out the trash and everyone threw a fucking fit.
Yeah, like it's so interesting, the dynamic of cleaning the house that comes into play.
Agreed. So Austin and Kyle talk. Austin's chilling in his room. He's avoiding Lindsay and Carl because of Touchgate. He feels weird. Also, the Watch What Happens Live thing. He feels weird.
Mm-hmm. I don't like this. This is giving me the reason I didn't like Jess. Like, I'll say at the start of the episode is, I don't like when people go around and like just say all this shit and then can't say it to the like actual person.
Yeah, agreed. But
like, man up, the skating's over. Go pull Lindsay and have a fucking conversation with her.
But like, did you expect anything else from
No, I just hate Austin. People like this.
Okay, so Jess goes into Corey's room and he looks like she wants to take his clothes off.
God, again, like, stop. Yeah. That's the only comments we get about them. And maybe it's the editing, but it really irks me that the only thing we hear from her is like she thinks Corey's hot and wants to sleep with him.
Yeah,
it gets me too. Fucking Bachelor. Like, I need more.
Agreed. Okay, so Rachel tells Jason he looks nice and she likes his outfit. And Jason's, like, fucking honored.
I love that.
I do, too. So then we see what Carl and Lindsay made for dinner. It's squash with Italian sausage or beef, mozzarella, and mushrooms.
This is too fancy for this group, I realized. Like, this is a real meal.
Yeah, this is an adult meal.
Lindsay and Carl are like adults. They're making dinner. Like Lindsay says, this is a dinner she makes often and Carl loves it. And I'm like, we are so used to just like a slab of meat and then like maybe a salad. Like,
hey man, seems like Jason makes effort went in. Jason makes that slab of meat.
No, I know. It's just funny that like they are like hustling a whole real dinner like they're freaking chefs. And this group is not making meals like that.
Nah, I resent that. Jason always makes a meal like that.
He makes good food. I'm just saying it's usually like a whole, like, here's just some meat and then a salad on the side. And it's just like, they're just like, food to them is an afterthought in a good way. Like, they're so focused on other things.
No, I will fight this. Jason's making ribs and shit. I'm here for Jason. You're like, Jess, you're saying this is the best dinner and someone has to shush you.
I'm saying Jason probably makes incredible barbecue.
Incredible.
But he is making a protein and they are making like a whole meal.
No, we'll disagree. I love Jason. He makes the best dinners. Okay, so we go talk with the girls. Rachel, Paige, Amanda, and Sierra. Amanda says it's weird in the house. Paige says, duh, it's awkward with Lindsay, Jason, and Austin. And they talk about, or Rachel says, Jason's great at being diplomatic and respectful and cordial. And she feels bad for Jason, but Jason needs to learn to speak up.
I agree.
But also, Rachel does say Jason didn't want to talk today with Lindsay because it just wasn't the appropriate time.
Yeah, but I want it. I want the conversation.
I know, but it doesn't matter. Amanda shares, Lindsay says they consider the beginning of the relationship October 7th. And everyone's like, oh my God, the drama.
I don't understand how this is dramatic. I feel like this makes Touchgate less dramatic, but they are trying to make it seem like it's more dramatic.
They're like, no, Lindsay cheated on Carl.
But Lindsay is saying the date that they consider, I'll say, their anniversary, or like when they actually got together. The
problem is everyone else considers that day a different day and aren't listening it to is, like.
it like, I didn't get this drama at all. I understand being like, oh, wow. Like, they're saying, like, I would get it if they were saying, if Lindsay, or I don't know how to express this. I don't think Touchgate matters as much anymore, and they're trying to make it matter. And so, like, I kind of get that for the drama, for the cameras, for whatever. But what would, I guess, piss me off in reality is if I'm Amanda and you tell me your anniversary is October 7th, I'm like, why'd you go around my freaking wedding telling everyone you were together? That is where I would think the drama would sit, more so than Touchgate.
Yeah, I agree, but they're focusing on like the wrong thing.
Yeah, and I'm like, this math doesn't math anymore.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But then for once I'm like Team Sierra, because she's like, I don't really care. I'm only concerned about my face.
Yeah. I like that Sierra's like, I'm checked out of this. I do not want to be part of this drama anymore.
Okay, it is dinner time. They made the squash and the beef. For squash the beef, you know,
I
squash the drama.
Tackled at that because I was like, you guys don't even know all the drama that's circulating in this house yet.
That was so funny. Okay, so Luke says, because we're at dinner now, and Luke says, Carl and Lindsay, you've never looked better, and it's an inspiration.
The fan speaks up.
He has a crush on both of them. Like, huge. He's like a throuple. Yeah. Like a throuple.
There is always like a third wheel in relationships, and Luke is theirs.
That is Luke. So Kyle then brings up that he doesn't want Lindsay and Carl to go to a hotel because Carl was his best man in his wedding. And Amanda's like, no, he wasn't. He was the officiant.
Officiant.
And Carl's like, no, he was a co-best man. And Amanda's like, but officiant actually sounds better. So like,
yeah, I agree.
I agree too. Even Carl was like, I was your officiant, dude. It was so funny. So then Jess is like, oh my God, you can do weddings? And Carl's like, yeah, I can marry anyone anywhere right now. And that's when Paige turns to Jess and goes, he can marry you and Corey right now. And Jess
is in.
She's like, should we do it? And Corey's like, no. And she's like, don't be mean.
I was like, he's not being mean. He's like, I've known you for 10 days. No. I don't even know your last name, Jess.
No, also, it, like, literally wasn't mean. He wasn't like, ew, Jess, gross.
He was just like no.
Okay, so Corey says girls always fall faster for him than he does for them, which maybe is because you got to make a dude work sometimes, all right? Corey's the type of dude that if he's into you, you got to make him work a little bit.
Yeah,
he's
not like, gonna fall in love. He's not, like, playing, like, psycho mind games, but he wants to, like, a little bit of, like, back and forth. And she just served him everything.
Should we get married?
Yeah. Like, you're scaring him off. There is truly a game that kind of needs to be played at the beginning. Like, a little volley back and forth. And you can't just show up and be like, let's get married. Because now people are like, no.
Jess is like, I'm betrothed to you.
And we're like,
I didn't ask for that.
I'm changing my name. Contact me.
So it's 8:58 p.m. We got to talk about rooms. Luke has an extra bed for whoever wants to share with him or is willing to share.
Yes.
Sierra's sitting there like, I don't even talk to Lindsay. Why would I give up my room for her? I fucking agree.
I was thinking, okay, obviously the couples are not going to give up their rooms. And so that leaves all the people who are sleeping in a bed single, which
is Austin, Corey, Sierra, and Jess.
And Rachel and Jason. Yeah. There are quite a few people here who can sacrifice their room. And so I think just being like, hey, like, does anybody want to go sleep with Jason or with Luke? And because it's Luke, I feel like a guy should be more inclined to give up their bed.
Or just a thought, if Jess was really a smart little psycho bitch, she should have said, I'll move in with Corey.
Oh, I would have said move in even with Rachel.
Oh,
I think there is a seniority thing that kind of should happen in these houses. Because do you remember whenever in season, is it 3, that Paige and Hannah came into Summer House and they were like, we're the new girls, we'll share. I kind of felt like read the room, new girls, like, just say we'll bunk up together.
Yes, but also I think there being an extra, like, bed in Luke's room, maybe a dude should move down. So yes, either way, if some, fine.
Like, a dude needs to either leave his room and go to Luke's, or I think the new girls, girls should have paired bunk. Up.
Yes, and not Sierra, because she's been here a little bit, so she's got a little seniority. So I was like, hey, Corey's the new dude. He could easily be like, you know what? I'll move down with Luke.
Yes.
Like, I was like, that's the move, because Jason's even got a little more seniority than you.
I agree.
I immediately said Corey should move. But then I was like, if Jess was really a psycho, she would have moved in with Corey in a hot second.
Yes. Like, but I think because Luke offered up his bed, she couldn't be like, I'm going to go stay with Corey.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Because so Corey didn't offer up his bed to Jess.
So I straight up was like, Corey should go downstairs. But also, none of you should have to give up your bed at the same time.
I don't think it should have been, like, as big of a deal as this is being made to be. I feel like, honestly, I wish the conversation earlier had never happened. And just at dinner, somebody said, like, hey, is anybody willing to move? Yeah, like, yeah, Kyle should have said, like, hey, is anybody willing to move so, like, the couple can have, like, their own room? Is anybody willing to move in with Luke, who has an extra bed for 2 days?
Yes. Okay, so then Carl and Lindsay say, we don't want to put anyone out.
Yes, like, you do. You are. Yes, you do.
Here's the thing. A, if I'm Lindsay or Carl, I would have been like, we could just stay with Luke, because I'm chill.
They have
girl.
Never offered that. And that's what bothers me. Is they're that's like, what makes me mad. They're holding it hostage and they're making it awkward that, like, whoever, like, all the people who decide not to leave their room, it's kind of all of their fault that Lindsay and Carl are not staying the night.
Yes. You're like asking to put someone out. Don't sit here and be like, we're not trying to be rude. You're being rude.
You're trying to guilt trip people into giving up their room. And that's what I don't like.
I don't either. So then Austin is the one that ends up offering up his room, which is very nice. I didn't see that coming.
But the way he says it, like, he's smart. He's doing what, like, he's really smart about it. He's saying that, like, oh, I'm going to give something up, because then whenever I go to apologize about, like, dogging on Lindsay on Watch What Happens Live, like, I have a little, like, something in the bank.
This is his olive branch to be like, we're cool for when I come.
I'm doing
you
a favor.
Apologize.
Like, we're on better terms now.
Yes. So then Jess starts asking about Carl and Lindsay. Like, tell me about you guys.
This cracked me up, because I feel like you should always have the new person mine for information that you want, because it doesn't come off a certain way.
So they met in the Hamptons. There was chemistry when they first met, but Lindsay was dating Everett and Carl was fucking around with everyone, including
me. Like, talking about this, there because was, I'm like, you are revisionist history here.
There was no chemistry. No. Let, for a sec. Lindsay was, she's got love goggles for Everett. That whole first season, there was,
like,
no Carl.
Stop acting like it is love at first sight. I hate when people say that. It's not really a thing. And especially when you were in a relationship screaming about the house the first season.
I'm going to go sleep in a bed with
Carl. You were didn't say that.
You were different. Carl might have thought Lindsay was hot, sure. But he was maybe 17. He was fucking around, his young little ass bouncing here and there. All right. You had
there
no
idea. There was no flirting between you two, even when you were both not in, like, when Lindsay wasn't with Everett the next season.
Lindsay was straight up ready to get married. Carl was straight up ready to fuck over any girl he dated. Okay.
Including anybody in the house.
There was no love. There was no chemistry. Okay. But then a few summers later, they finger banged. Never forget.
I like how they're, like, on better terms with that. Like, they kind of
they
are, like,
it.
Pretending
they
to be
own
in
it.
They're, like, in on it now.
They own that whole thing. Kyle said that he thought they were hooking up for a while. And
he questioned it for 2 years. And I get that, because their friendship was so close that at that point you can say, like, oh, from that point I was interested.
When it was the three amigos. That's
when
their friendship when
they became
really
besties, they probably did question it. And I can stand for that.
Yes. Okay, so they didn't cross the line again until the first week in October. And everyone's like, awkward. That's not what we heard at the wedding. And everyone's like, we thought it was September 25th. Oh my God.
I'm so over this fucking date game.
But yeah, so we have the dick. We have the date. What's true? Who fucking cares at this point? Honestly,
if
I
Lindsay
bet Carl
was changing
knows.
Her story, that would bother me. But Lindsay has consistently said October 7th.
Also, I'm going to say this. Lindsay and Carl were best friends, right? Besties.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They decide they have feelings for each other. They talk about it at Kyle and Amanda's wedding. They're like, great, we'll see where this goes. We'll maybe give it another chance. I bet money. Lindsay's the most honest person. I bet money the next day she was like, I slept in Austin's room. Like, yeah. I did it. I bet Carl fucking knows.
I bet, like, he doesn't know about the dick or the hand on the dick. But
I bet,
like,
Lindsay doesn't even know about the dick.
Nothing actually happened. No. Yeah.
No, I bet Carl's gonna be like, who gives a fuck?
If they actually did something and hooked up, then I think Lindsay should tell Carl. And I think she would. But nothing actually happened except for, like, a loosey-goosey hand, which was, like, kind of not cool for Austin. But still, nothing, like, groundbreaking to break up their relationship.
No, but also, if Lindsay's fucking hammered, yeah, maybe there was a little Hansy McGee in there. And, like, Austin said stop, and Lindsay stopped. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
The end, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Nothing like, wow,
am I
Carl
crazy?
Should break. No, I don't get why this is such a thing.
Why are 34-year-olds caring about this?
Especially when the dates are separate, too.
If she had said, we started on September 25th, you shady
then
bitch.
It's a thing.
We caught you.
Then it's a thing.
It's a week later.
I don't even think they kissed at the wedding. If they were, like, kissing and all over each other at the wedding, I would then be upset even still, because I'm like, this is now a situationship and that's still a little shady.
Also, 5 minutes before that wedding, Austin and Lindsay were still will they, won't they. So they kind of did at the wedding. Then they decided not to. She dates Carl a week later. Boom. Boom, yeah. Done.
Yep.
Okay, so next time. We got to deal with this again, but whatever.
Yes.
Okay, so we go ice fishing and Jess kisses a fish, which can't be good.
This made her more likable. She didn't say anything about Corey being hot, so.
So for 5 seconds, we get.
Yeah. We're neutral.
Lindsay and Jason talk about how Lindsay gave their story to the public without Jason in agreement, which I get this.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this conversation.
I'm nervous.
Me
okay
too.
Jess likes Corey a lot. Corey isn't into PDA though, but Jess is.
I think Corey's just not that into Jess. It has nothing to do with PDA, but it's really easy for him to say he doesn't want to do PDA, so she leaves him alone.
He's just not that into you,
I think, because I'm pretty sure they're at, like, a bar. They're, like,
a
in
bar.
Public, so it's not like he can flirt with other people if she's, like, kissing in all over him, and
he
wants to be young, wild, and free.
Yeah. Carl is so happy with Lindsay and is thinking about a future together. The whole house is talking about Touchgate, and Austin cannot believe that everyone's talking about it, even though he told them about it.
Yeah. You literally told, I think, three or four girls sitting in Paige's master bed. Like, what do you think was going to happen here?
I'm so old. Poor Austin. Oh no.
I hate him.
Okay. So then, Kyle is so uncomfortable, and nobody knows what happened except Lindsay and Austin in that room.
Which is true.
Yeah, and no one's going to tell Carl. Lindsay will tell Carl.
I would not want to talk. I don't think anybody should really tell Carl. This is nothing groundbreaking. I think Austin and Lindsay need to have a conversation, and then Lindsay can have whatever conversation she feels she needs to have with Carl.
Also, Carl is the type of dude. Now, not before, but now, if you were to say, hey, Carl, I heard this rumor that Lindsay touched Austin's dick at the wedding, he would be like, okay, I'll discuss that with Lindsay. Thanks. Like,
yes.
You're
if
not
if he has a
get...
problem, he's not going to give you a soundbite in public, no. But he is going to go, I'm sure if he has a problem, he will tell Lindsay about it in private.
Yeah.
He's not going, like, to make this a thing.
This is what is being said. Do you want to talk about it? Like, what's up?
Yeah.
Also, Lindsay will probably, once she gets word that this is going around, she'll be like, hey, Carl, what's going around?
Yes, I agree. This is not going to be a thing. This is why I'm pissed that, like, the whole house is making this a thing, because it's not a thing. And then, like, when it does, quote unquote, blow up, it's going to be like a failed firework where, like, the fuse just fizzles out right before.
As reality TV experts that Meredith and I are, we know what's going to hit and what's not.
Yeah.
We know these characters. This is never going to hit. Okay. Jason and Lindsay, that's what's going to hit. That's drama with them coming in. You have no other drama here.
I think they're trying to force drama with Lindsay Because listen, they're going to be a little calculated. Like, that's a good reality TV star. And I think they're trying to manufacture some drama with this. And it's just, it's not landing.
You got to know your, you got to know your characters though. Carl is not the type to like do the drama with. And if Lindsay gets activated, Carl's going to deactivate her so goddamn fast. Okay. This is not.
The only way Carl's going to get activated is in defense of Lindsay, not fighting against Lindsay.
And what you need, if you really want to get this started, you need Austin to call it out in front of the whole house.
Yes, that's the thing.
He's not doing that. He's mad people are talking about
it. You needed
this
over dinner. Like, you need it in that conversation of dinner that we just saw. You need Austin to be like, well, that's funny because, well,
I'll give up my room because you touched my dick at the wedding. Like, something so, like, what?
Yeah.
Ugh, whatever. Okay, so should we do fun, not fun?
Yeah, let's do it.
Which
Man,
one
normally
do you want?
I really like think about it. I really like put thought into these, but this season I just haven't. I've been willy-nilly with it.
Yeah, agreed. Okay, so let's do it. Let's pick fun, not fun, and then we have like a few comments, and then okay. Which one do you want first?
Let's do not fun.
Okay, who are you? Do you have yours?
I'm picking Jess. I cannot. I cannot. All she does is talk about how hot Corey is. And listen, I'm a Corey stan. I'm really enjoying him on this season, but not for like some hot body. Like, I think he's an interesting character, and he's like, his relationships with the house are interesting. I think him being like the physical, like looking douche, but like actually has some substance to him is a really fun play in this house. But all we get sound bites of her saying he's hot, and I'm just not into it. Like, it's fun to see Corey, like, trying to get a girl, not just literally just trying to bang him every 5 seconds.
Yeah, and then what she said about Lindsay was, like, rude.
Yes, and then we started off, obviously, with the girl drama, just and I'm
fun.
Still not over
just
that.
Just not fun.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna, can I pick a couple that I
yeah,
find
Yeah, go
fun?
For it.
I find Lindsay and Carl not fun. Listen. I'm a big stan. I'm a big stan of them. A, I just don't think they want this drama on the show anymore. Which
I think
is fine. They are full-fledged adults, but like it's just it's not here for the drama anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm only here for the drama.
Agreed.
Two, you came in hot and you're putting someone out of their bed. And as a single person,
yeah,
I don't want to give up my bed for you. I'm upset. I'm
for
upset
2 days
about that. Also, three, babe.
Ugh, babe.
It's just not, I don't think that they're the drama I want.
I agree. And I honestly, there are things that have gotten me excited for Summer House. This makes me nervous for Summer House.
I know. It's not the times. It's just not the times.
I know. They're not being like fun and flirty and like.
Listen. Some couples thrive in a reality TV basis. I think
Kyle and Amanda do.
Kyle and Amanda do. I think Sandoval and Ariana are great. I even think Katie and Schwartz were good reality TV couple. Like we know Craig and Paige are fine. They're like in the midst, I think, but they're okay. Carl and Lindsay are just not it. They're not. They're so in love.
They want to be normal.
Yeah, they don't have problems because they're too good of friends that they like don't need to like deal with the problems. And
they don't
want to
deal with
private.
Any problem. Yeah, I was about to say any problems they do have, they don't want to deal with it on camera, it seems.
Yeah.
Which is okay. Like that is a normal person.
But
and
we
don't want that on
listen,
TV.
I personally don't want it.
Oh, I don't want my life God. To be like that.
I'm on TikTok and I'm terrified. But like I'm here to watch people that do want it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to watch people who don't want it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I can still love you and just not want you on my TV.
I love real life you.
Yes.
Not TV.
Not TV you.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a fun? This is hard. There's a lot.
This is hard because I feel like
okay,
there are a lot of just like in the middle, you know, like it just was.
Yes, I have a few. So you
okay,
go first?
No, you go because I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to pick Jason.
Ooh.
Listen, Jason has been nothing but A-plus material.
Yeah.
He, even though he does not have drama, he is such good TV. Like I could watch him all day long. He brings me calm and comfort.
Yeah.
He's like home. And in a mess like this, you need a little bit of home. And he's like home to me in a way.
Yeah.
He is so good with Rachel. He's so kind. He's dealing with a lot. And I think he shows a healthy way to deal with things.
Yeah.
Where he acknowledges that maybe he didn't take care of himself and he tried to like take care of someone else. It didn't work. He's upset. He's come to terms with his feelings. And I think that's important to put on TV too. Not just like reactive Craig who like has no control. I think this is important to show like a man that is in touch with his feelings and is okay with that.
I love that he's interesting. He isn't drama like highs and lows. Interesting. But he's willing to put a lot out there and have conversations and kind of like be vulnerable.
I love him talking with his brother. I love his interactions with Rachel. I think him and Rachel are just like funny.
Yeah.
Like I love this slow burn that he is also doing where he does cute little things all day. I think that's the difference too with Jess and Corey is they're very fast burning. They're burnt already. They're a puddle.
they're getting married.
Yeah, but they don't do like cute things throughout the day. Like he doesn't
because there's no substance to it. It's all about their like looks.
There's no substance. Whereas like him and Rachel are cute. Mm. He does nice things for her. They both do nice things for everyone else in the house, which makes me happy.
Yeah.
And then she complimented his fashion and he was like, thank you so much. Cause that's something he loves about her.
And it's not just like, you look hot. It's like, I really love this outfit.
Yes. It's my favorite outfit. The way they talk
about different things is so different from
it's
Corey
beautiful.
And Jess.
It's honestly beautiful.
Yeah.
So, chef's kiss.
This episode, like we said, this one is hard to pick for someone. I think Jason is the person, but I'm going to pick someone different. Okay. I'm going to pick Paige. I really liked how she talked to Jess, how she apologized for storming out. I feel like I would have stormed out too. And that's just like a natural reaction. And I like how Paige said, like, she's trying to not be really reactive. And I like that she apologized for what she did and not why she did it. Like, listen, you don't just get to call me a bitch and like say that I'm this person and I'm not. And I really liked how she talked with Jess after the fact about like the situation at hand. I hope it does change. I really hope that things get better. And then I really did like her event she put on, the ice skating. I thought it was really fun and interesting. I always love good outfits, but lately we haven't really had like daytime things. So I appreciate the event and just somehow she got Craig to clean up.
She put the whole event together.
Yeah. I thought it was an interesting one. I wish the thruple didn't have to be a thruple. Like I wish there was another person. I think that would have made it like top tier comedy, but
I kind of wish Olivia was there. So Olivia.
That would have been interesting, but yeah, I thought it was a good event and a way to do it. Like obviously it's so easy to couple off in this group. And so there was coupley atmosphere to it, but it was in a group setting that didn't make it as weird.
Agreed. Okay, let's Tonette has left us some comments, so let's read. I don't know why, but Carl and Lindsay greatly irritate me. And them off jump babe this and babe that with the baby here and a baby there heightens my irritation. I just don't think they're meant for reality TV as a couple.
We said it when Craig and Paige came in. I fucking hate couples like this in public.
Babe.
Which they're in private there. Babe. And so was Paige and Craig. But like you're on reality TV, so these private moments are public.
It's public for us, unfortunately.
Yeah. Like, get me the fuck out of this. Like, I cannot be friends with people like this.
Agreed. I love Jason. We tend to always feel emotions for the women who lose a baby unexpectedly and often forget about the man's feelings.
Yes.
I sometimes forget guys have feelings, but Jason warms my fucking heart. Oh my God, I'm in
incredible.
Love.
Incredible. Agreed right
there. Obsessed. I would want to date Jason, but I think he deserves Rachel. Like, I'm like, that's fine.
I'm not good enough for him. Yeah.
No, he's the best. Also, how awesome would it be if we had 24-hour access to the house like on Big Brother? No.
I have thought about this, though. Some of the stuff I wish we had, like, I want longer clips of, like, the ice skating. Like, I wish they put extras. Maybe they do. I just don't watch them. But I, like, kind of want some more clips. Like, I want to see the whole routine or, like, them effing up skating. There's some things I wish we could have access to.
No, I don't watch the BB 24-hour access. That's
yeah, but like we follow it on like a podcast.
Yes, yeah. We would have to then listen to or figure out what the hell happened on the Winter House and then like podcast. It would be fucking forever.
I wish we did have access to some things, like more
to something
on it.
Yeah. I wish we had access to Kyle and Amanda's wedding. I would love to see if Touchgate is real.
Okay, well, that there would not have been cameras in that hotel room. But, like, it would be so cool to see, like, Kyle and Amanda's wedding. All the conversations, not just the 5 seconds that we got.
Yeah, we got more than we did before on this out. They're hiding something from us. And then she also says, I no longer think Corey is hot. Watch what happens live. Or, like, she hashtag WWHL.
Did you watch it? You
said no.
Oh, okay.
Should I watch it?
I didn't watch What Happens Live.
I'll watch it, Tonette, and see what I think. Yeah. I never kind of thought he was hot.
I don't think he's, like, he's physically not my type. I, like, love his energy, and I'm really enjoying him on the show, like, as a person and a character.
We'll see. Okay, but thank you for joining us. Do all the things. Leave us, like, one review before
help us out. Give us a little Thanksgiving love.
So tell give us you're thankful for us
in a review, please.
But thank you, guys.
We are thankful for you.
We are.
Bye.